Welcome back to Travels with Charlie. This is Chapter 4, Bowling for Puppies. In a previous vlog, I told you what my three primary goals for Charlie are and his time with us. First, for him to decide that I am the most exciting creature on the planet. The fascination will be transferred to his new owner, Barb, when she begins to play with him and bonding with him. Number two, starting his long life and love affair with agility. And number three, becoming a well-socialized puppy who knows no fear. This week's lesson involved goal number one and goal number three. I believe that you should not let a puppy play with other dogs until he has developed a strong preference for playing with you. I've been working hard on that with Charlie all week, and this morning I put him to the test. This week I've allowed Charlie more and more time with the adult dogs. I believe the adult dogs can teach puppies lessons that we cannot. An example might be don't put your paws on the other dog's shoulders, don't bite too hard with those razor-sharp puppy teeth. So I've been allowing Charlie to have supervised playtime with Zoom, Tara, and Finn. They all love playing with Charlie and will give him gentle corrections when he violates good doggy manners. Over the past few days, these four have developed a fun new game that I call Bowling for Puppies. It's quite simple, really. Charlie is the bowling pin, and Zoom, Tara, and Finn are the bowling balls. They seem to wait until Charlie least expects it, and then when he walks across the floor, the three adult dogs race toward him, give him a friendly body slam, and bowl him over onto his back. Of course, a game of group wrestling always ensues. This is usually followed by a game of chase in which Charlie becomes it. Now, this morning around a game of bowling for puppies was going on, so I decided to test Charlie's fascination with me as the giver of all things fun. I wanted to see how I stacked up against a group of other three young schnauzers playing bowling for puppies. As Charlie was rolling on the floor and the adult dogs were bowling him over, I called his name one time. Who would Charlie choose? Would it be Zoom, the keeper of all toys, or Finn, who is virtually still a puppy in his own mind, or Terror, who tolerates all of Charlie's rowdy behaviors like the gentle older brother? Or would it be me? I'm proud to say that Charlie passed with flying colors. He quickly extricated himself from the schnauzer pile and ran over to me with his beard flying, as wet usually, and put his paws up on my leg. I was waiting with his favorite toy in hand as a happy reward. Only after I stopped playing with Charlie and removed myself from the picture did Charlie return to the other dogs. Now, with that said, Charlie's success today doesn't mean that I can slack off my play training with him and let him get more of his fun from the other dogs than he does with me. I will still need to remind him on a daily basis that I am the one with most fun, and I do that by spending time playing tug, retrieve, chase with him and other dogs around. If you hear him in the background, he's having a conversation with the dogs outside as I'm sitting on the deck enjoying our lovely evening weather here. Charlie's next exam will be even more difficult. By putting Charlie on the agility field in an X-Pen during my students' lessons, I taught him that agility dogs really do have more fun. When I think Charlie's ready for it, I'll take him out while another dog is running and see if I can hold his attention during this extreme situation of the other dog working. That's all for now. Until next time, have fun bonding and playing with your own puppies.